All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, and we are back in Champaign at the State Farm Center, and we are still reeling from the announcement about the International Alliance of Wrestling starting up in 2025 that we announced last week. But this week, we go on with life. There is still a whole lot going on in the PWA, including Iron Mike Sharp signing a contract extension so that he continues to wrestle for the PWA. We have the Interstate 74 title on the line as Vampire Warrior defends the title against the newly minted number one contender, Beef Stew Lou Marconi. We have the Illinois Tag Team titles on the line as Eric Watts and Chad Fortune defend against the Southern Rockers. And then we have just a highlight of great matches, including Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol facing off against Larry Zbysko. And in our main event tonight, the Moondogs facing off against the Heat Seekers. A great lineup for tonight. Let's get into the matches. First of all, we have Curtis Thompson and his gauntlet. This week, Stevie Ray. The first time these guys have faced. And they have a decent match. Curtis tries to take a few shortcuts in the match, but Pringle refuses to let him get away with it. Stevie Ray pins Curtis after the slapjack in a time of 8 minutes even. So, next week, guess what? Curtis Thompson versus Stevie Ray again. Because Curtis Thompson needs to beat Stevie Ray. Next match has the Interstate 74 title on the line. Marconi gets his shot at the Interstate 74 title. Vampire Warrior and Paul Jones come out to the interview desk to share their disappointment that the man known as Beef Stew got the title shot instead of the Southern Psycho. But Jones guarantees that Vampire will win the match and also rid the PWA of Marconi. Marconi comes down to the ring. Vampire rushes the ring. Marconi attacks him as soon as he slides into the ring. Marconi has control of most of the match. Jones tosses Vampire a chain while Jerry Calhoun is distracted with Marconi, but he overshoots the mark. Marconi grabs the chain behind Calhoun's back. Jones climbs onto the ring apron to point to the weapon. While Calhoun tries to get him off the ring apron, Marconi nails Vampire with the chain. Jones climbs off the ring apron. Calhoun turns around to make the pinfall count. Your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Beef Stew Lou Marconi in a time of 9 minutes 50 seconds. After the match, Paul Jones climbs into the ring. He berates Vampire Warrior for losing the match. Marconi rolls out of the ring with the title belt. Vampire gets into Jones's face. Jones shoves Vampire away from him. Vampire nails Jones with a vicious right hand. The Moondogs rush the ring as Vampire beats down on Jones. The Moondogs chase Vampire away from the ring. So now we have a new Interstate 74 champion and some dissension in Paul Jones' army as Vampire Warrior, not exactly thrilled with Paul Jones costing him the match and the title, and yet Paul Jones blaming Vampire Warrior. Go figure. I mean, heel managers are going to do that. All right, next match has Kendall Windham facing off against Devin Storm. And Kendall and Devin have a great match. Kendall gets the pin after slamming Devin into the turnbuckle in a bear hug in a time of 12 minutes, 40 seconds. Devin rolls out of the ring and grabs a pipe from under the ring. He slides in and nails Kendall with it after the match. Missy climbs into the ring to try to dissuade Devin from continuing his attack on Kendall. As Missy grabs his arm, Devin accidentally nails her with the pipe. Missy hits the mat very hard. The rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International rush down to the ring. Devin holds them off with the pipe, but Eddie slides under the bottom rope to reach Missy. Devin stomps on the back of Eddie's head. He grabs Eddie's hair and drags him to his feet. Devin whips Eddie across the ring into the turnbuckle. Devin nails Eddie with an avalanche splash. Devin whips him across the ring, and Eddie hits the turnbuckle chest first. Kendall gets back to his feet. Devin takes a swing at him with a big right hand, but Kendall ducks it. He nails Devin with an atomic drop. Eddie turns around from the corner and throws a fireball into Devin's face. Kendall grabs the pipe as Eddie scoops Missy up. Kendall chokes Devin with the pipe until Sharp climbs into the ring and pulls him away. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International leave Devin a burnt, choking mess in the middle of the ring. But they've made their point. But what's the deal with Devin Storm going after Kendall Windham like that? Not really a real reason behind that. Just, I guess, trying to make a name for himself against the man who is considered the highest rated wrestler in the PWA, even though in the Interstate 74 division. Regardless of that, we have yet another frustrated man coming up, as we have superstar Bill Dundee facing off against the Italian Stallion. Bill is still frustrated about not being the American Heavyweight Champion. When he has Stallion tied up in the ropes, Bill turns his attention toward Michelle McCool. Tommy Young releases Stallion from the ropes. Stallion rolls Bill up from behind and gets the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 37 seconds. Bill complains about a fast count as Young leaves the ring, but he gets no satisfaction out of this. And now, not only can he not beat Macho Man Randy Savage, our American Heavyweight Champion, but he can't beat the former Bruce City Heavyweight Champion, Italian Stallion, either. What's going on with Bill Dundee? We'll have to figure that out a little bit more. Next match, very similar. Trevor Murdoch facing off against Brooklyn Brawler. And Trevor takes complete control of the match from the opening bell. Your basic squash match, as Brawler barely has a chance in the match. Trevor gets the pin after the top rope bulldog in a time of 4 minutes, 43 seconds. So, as with the old days, you have a couple of squash matches thrown in before we get into the big matches. And this is what we have. 5 more matches on the card. Each of them, well, 4 out of the 5 being great matches that everybody is waiting for. But first, Illinois Tag Team titles on the line. Eric Watts and Chad Fortune in their first title defense facing off against the Southern Rockers. And Watts and Fortune go completely off the rails. The Southern Rockers take control after a double dropkick sends Watts and Fortune into each other. Dahl takes Fortune down with a rolling reverse cradle for the win in a time of 1 minute 33 seconds. Like, completely off the rails from the very beginning. The Southern Rockers are your new Illinois Tag Team Champions. Alexandra is furious at her men for losing the titles in such a quick time. Her computer had said that Watts and Fortune would retain the title in less than 4 minutes. She berates the former champions as the new champions join Sunshine in celebrating with the crowd. What is going on here? Watts and Fortune should have had this match. But the Southern Rockers show that they will take advantage of any situation given to them. Very much like another underrated tag team in the PWA that has held the title, the American Tag Team titles, a couple of times. So, ideas there? Maybe. All right, now we get into a match that I would love to have seen. Big Boss Man facing off against Nikita Koloff. And in a powerhouse battle, Boss Man and Nikita try to demonstrate their dominance over each other. Nikita moves out of the way as Boss Man comes into the corner with an avalanche splash. Boss Man hits his head on the ring post. And then Nikita sends Boss Man for a loop with the Russian Sickle to get the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 46 seconds. Again, a quick match, but two powerhouse competitors and Nikita taking advantage of a miscue by Boss Man to get the quick win. Now we get into the next match. And unlike the previous match, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol and Larry Zbysko have an amazing technical match. They show all those in the crowd who might want to become professional wrestlers why they are two of the greats. Larry is able, with a little help from Percy Pringle, to reach the ropes while Idol has him in the Las Vegas leg lock. Randy Anderson has been down from an inadvertent elbow from Idol. Anderson gets up and finally makes Idol release the hold. Larry favors his left leg for the rest of the match. Idol tries to take advantage of it. Larry tries to leave the ring, but Idol grabs his hair as he is standing on the ring apron. Idol lifts Larry up in a suplex to bring him back into the ring, but Pringle grabs Idol's legs and trips him. Larry lands on top of Idol. When Anderson goes down to make the pinfall count, Pringle grabs Idol's foot and holds it down. Your winner, in a time of 27 minutes, 29 seconds, is the living legend, Larry Zbysko. Again, a great and wonderful match. People who are dying to become professional wrestlers would have loved that match. Now, out of the five, I said, you know, at four great matches, here's kind of the, you know, almost throwaway match again as a basic squash match. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner facing off against State Patrol. And Eddie and Rick take their time dismantling the State Patrol. Rick finally gets the pin after a flying clothesline on Wright in a time of 8 minutes, 12 seconds. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International taking out a little bit of their frustration with Devin Storm on State Patrol, but again, not unlikely. Final match of the evening. Another tag team match. Moondogs facing off against the Heat Seekers. Paul Jones versus Missy Hyatt. Paul Jones calls me out to make the match a number one contenders match for the American Tag Team titles. From the Jumbotron, I answered that the two tag teams are certainly top contenders in the tag team division. However, I wonder out loud how many other tag teams, which are rated higher than either of these teams, would react to being overlooked in the number one contenders for the titles. So I politely refuse Jones's request. Missy brings the Heat Seekers out to the entrance ramp. She tells Jones that he should look at the previous match. Eddie and Rick are a much more deserving tag team than the Moondogs. The Heat Seekers are right in line after them. However, she isn't going to use her clout to try to force her way into the tag team division. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International is allowing the Acolytes and Harlem Heat to destroy each other. Then they will come in to pick up the pieces. Whether it's Eddie and Rick or the Heat Seekers, one or the other. When the match finally starts, both teams tear into each other. Finally, both Heat Seekers have been busted open by the Moondogs. Spot takes Russell out of the match with a vicious chair shot on the outside of the ring. Spike gets the pin on Sigmund after three vicious splashes in the corner, so your winners are the Moondogs. Paul Jones has a decent case, I guess, in winning this match. The Moondogs have shown their dominance over one of the tag teams in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. But we have to remember, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have three good tag teams. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner, the Heat Seekers, and Iron Mike Sharp and Kendall Windham. All three tag teams still rated higher than the Moondogs, even after this win. Paul Jones is still trying to make a case for it, but we end the episode with him still whining about it. So here we go. We are now figuring out what's going on with Devin Storm. What's going on with Paul Jones' Army and Vampire Warrior? How is the tag team division lining up? All these are still questions that we will have. Not only after this episode, but the next episode, I'm sure. As we have new Illinois tag team champions. A new Interstate 74 champion. And then, yes, Curtis Thompson still being a thorn in the side of somebody. As, well, now Stevie Ray has a guaranteed match next week, but it's, yeah, against Curtis Thompson again. But that and so much more next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, listening to your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.